This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look at the poor child. He's so disgusted by the theme song.
He left right away. I am out of here.
In tears.
Oh, my God. Can we start by just ripping XL? Go ahead. I'm with you 100%.
XL Energy tweeted today. And I get it. Big storm, power out. They hope to have full power back by not tonight.
Not tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night, Thursday night. How are you feeling if you have your power out and you might be without power until Thursday night?
I am not pleased.
No.
Now, because we're saying this, the power is probably going to go out at our two houses.
Right.
I would be calling them endlessly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that power should never go out.
Right.
That was pretty bizarre, what was happening last night. But
three days?
3 days? You lose it Monday, you get it back Thursday.
He was here for 4 days. 4 days, remember that?
I don't think it was Hurricane Katrina last night, was it?
No, it was bad, but... And God bless those guys and women who go up on buckets to fix the power lines. I'm sure it's all hands on deck, but yeah.
We need some more hands.
I don't get 4 days to pay my XL bill.
Actually, now that I think about it, my bill is a little overdue. I'm asking for more trouble by XL.
Final notice.
Do we need to cut your mic off? Like, when you're not answering questions right now, should we cut your mic off? Pick it up on the fair question of the day. Adam and Jordan, I ask a fair question every day, and this is related to if we have the debate. Because Donald's dropping some hints. He's going to be there,
give me
right?
a break. He's going to be in the debate.
Exactly. Yeah. We need to stop that. So September 10th, it's Harris-Trump. And I think it's interesting strategy what Harris is doing. Why don't you tell people what's taking place here?
Well, she wants the mics on now. But they agreed that the mics would be, well, the Biden campaign agreed that the mics would be off for the debates. It was off for the first debate. Didn't work well for Joe. But those are the rules now.
He would have been better if the mics were off the whole time.
Correct. She wants the mics on the whole time because she thinks, okay, he's going to say something, and she wants the moment where I'm speaking, you know, her moment again with Mike Pence.
Yep.
She wants that. And if I were the Trump campaign, I would want the mics off during that time because, and again, as bad as Joe Biden was, and if you want to say there were plenty of untruth spoken by the former president. He also
more as it went along. By
correct.
The way,
you could also argue he looked very controlled.
He did,
and I can understand why they want that situation.
But
he wants the mic.
He wants the mic.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, the Trump campaign. They're about as important as I am when other people at my house start making decisions.
Correct, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There really is no Trump campaign. It's him with every position.
Oh, you're saying he doesn't follow their every missive that he has to do?
I mean, it's possible that they'll decide to keep the mics off, and he'll just say right then and there, hey, Dave and Beer, turn my mic
on. Turn my mic.
You know? I don't want to talk too much politics here, but is she ever going to talk to the media? Yeah, you know, I mean, at what point is it? I mean, it's ridiculous already. But and I get the whole, hey, things are going well. The polling's going up. I think the polling's reached a peak right now. This is a month now since she has become the de facto presidential nominee. It's either her or Donald. And again, we know what happens with his press conferences. It's a clown show.
Yep.
She hasn't asked one time. I think she sat with the gaggle for two or three questions. There's talk of maybe a combo speech with her and Walls this week. Nothing's been announced. I find it insulting. I really do. Insulting that she has not sat down for an hour and answered questions.
We find it insulting, but I would argue everybody at this fair, if you ask them, how insulting would they find it?
I'm not sure they care, and that's part
that's
of the issue.
It. That is it. We've demonized the media so much, and rightly so.
You've separated yourself, yeah.
Other than me, who do you listen to?
Adam, is anyone at the fair asking you for an autograph? That's among the texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Keep them coming.
Gentleman came by yesterday with a hat. He brings a CCO hat every year for all the personalities to sign. So, yes, in that moment, I did sign an autograph. Autographs are kind of passe now. It's the selfies. Nobody's asked to have a selfie with me, so I guess that's more important.
Are you devastated by that?
No. Or? No.
Yeah. Oasis announced
you brought it up.
They're back together.
I was going to say, Oasis reuniting or you and I right here now?
Yeah.
Which is bigger?
Which is a bigger deal?
Who is clamoring more? How much clamoring was there?
I think all the people out here were the total clamorers. Yes. Right here. I once sat at a hotel bar in Minneapolis for 3 hours while Oasis was at the bar.
Really?
Right by us.
For real?
Yes.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, like 08, this is when Jen and I were dating.
My wife? You were dating my
wife? I was
wife?
Dating the lobster, and then she...
I don't know about that.
I don't know what she thought. She... I can't say it. There's too many people here. But no, Jen and I were sitting at the... This will shock you. We were going to a Wolves game, and I said, let's get something to eat. And we just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And the boys were right there. Your excitement level for the return of Oasis?
I would definitely go see them. Oasis, I think, is one of those bands where right time of my life when they were popular... great. I mean, undeniable great music, I think.
I'm a fan.
I am, too. Very entertaining lads, the both of them, the brothers.
Combustible.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
If Adam Carter could have any band,
yep,
and the core of the band is still around
still
now.
Still alive.
Okay, they're still alive. Maybe there's one person, but it's not like the front man. You could have any band come back together, and you could see him. Who is that? He's going to tell us after the break. What do you think of that pukey radio tease right
He's going to tell us. Hey, everybody, don't stick around. We got more coming up. Classic hits on the CCO.
Exactly.
Double album for sale, folks.
651-461-9226. Keep the text coming. I want to talk K&S Heating and Air. Hugh wanted your K&S to work yesterday when it was, feels like, honestly, no exaggeration, 98, 99 degrees. And yes, at my place, the air conditioner worked fine. They still have such a fabulous deal right now. You'd have to call them, 952-697-HEAT, or go online, ksheating.com. For $7,795, what do you get? A Lennox high efficient air conditioner, a Lennox high-efficient furnace, and a number of qualified buyers also get 0% interest for 12 months. They've been in business for 36 years. I've been a customer for 10 years. Track them down today. KSHeating.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a heck of a combo, you know, and I'm a big Second Harvest Heartland. And the 2026 World Juniors, you know this.
Yeah, I'll be playing in those. I'm trying out. Hopefully I'll be in the juniors.
You're coming back.
My broken back is healed. Ready.
From getting cut.
Yeah. On a men's league team to being in the U.S. juniors.
So at that point, you'll be 52 years of age.
Hey, I think it's a feel-good story.
You still have eligibility. Yep. There's no doubt. Linda's construction time is 12:53. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. Among the questions, one in four individuals say their life is boring. One in four individuals say their life is boring. How does Adam Carter react to that?
I think I'm surprised that it's that low, I guess.
Really?
I mean, boring, it probably lends more to people's mental health, I think. You know, I think certain people find joy out of the little things, and I think if you're reflective saying, no, my life is boring, you probably are lacking to see the joy in certain things, so it's probably a little more like a serious topic than you would make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people, by the way, don't mind that their life is boring.
That's what my argument about having the mics off today. I want a boring debate where we actually get some policy answers.
The question is, even with the mics off, will we get policy or will the insults just have a timeline to them?
Yeah.
More text. Adam is always talking about his high school football exploits. I'm not sure
he's
always talking about
it. I did 3 hours on it today.
Which team did he consider his biggest rival?
In high school? Oh, boy. Well, my good friend was on Henry Sibley, now Two Rivers. So probably Sibley. But we beat St. Thomas when I was a junior. They were undefeated. We hadn't won a game, and we beat them in our homecoming. So that was...
Did you say, like, the head coach and general manager of the Ultimate Frisbee team in town when they won the title, we shocked the world?
You know how they shocked my world? I didn't know they existed.
I did not know.
Windchill, a good name.
Windchill, yeah. Excellent name.
Yep.
But I just...
I
love that quote.
You didn't know we existed, but we're here and we're champions.
When the Windchill folks said, you know where they love that? Botswana.
Yes.
They cannot believe that the Windchill won that game.
First men's professional championship since 1991.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yes, that is correct.
Am I wrong?
Aaron Paul, his birthday is today. I don't know. I follow the Saul Goodman one. Can Aaron Paul ever approach any role after Breaking Bad?
No. Jesse.
Right? See you, brother. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's a very... I don't know how... What do you think he is? 42?
Yeah, I was going to say around 40, right?
He's still a young-looking guy, and until he's like an older guy, I mean, he's still Jesse.
How many people?
Yo, Mr. White.
Adrian Peterson out here. AP.
AP.
We don't see as many jerseys out here.
He's got a switch in his hand. Watch out.
Or he's driving 175 miles an hour. Or he's out here with his 17 kids. I mean, all possibilities. How many individuals in television history have moved past an iconic role? Like, everybody just... And then continue to have success. Is Ted Danson a possibility?
Ted Danson is a possibility.
Right.
But I think most people still look at Ted Danson, though, and say, well, you know, he's Sam
Cheers.
Malone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's had a great career. But even his latest greatest role, he was just Ted Danson.
He's playing Ted Danson on Curb, right?
Yeah, and I'd have to think about that.
Sudeikis. And I think both of us liked Ted Lasso, but thought Ted Lasso was mediocre its third year, right? And you're allowed to say that. Like,
right.
Jordana wanted to run you over in a car when you said that. Is Jason Sudeikis now done that no matter what he does, he's just going to be Ted Lasso for the rest of his life?
No, I can see Jason Sudeikis, like, take a villain role, you know, change it up a little bit.
Has he ever played a villain? He's got to play a... He plays the goofball and the horrible bosses, which I think you've told me you believe should have won a number of Oscars.
That and Oh God with John Denver. How Oh God was ever overlooked for Oscars? I don't know.
Wait, Adam works more than 3 hours a day. Does it count when Chad calls him for work-related questions? Well, so Australia has now come up with a law.
Yep.
Where work is not allowed to reach out to you.
Disconnect. Yes.
Disconnect off hours.
Disconnect.
Do you think we should have that in the United States of America?
I don't see it happening here. I just feel like this country, people want it to be like other countries and how we work. It just isn't. You're going against a country's tradition.
I don't think it should happen either. I don't, I mean, There are bosses who will abuse it, but I mean,
completely.
There's
also employees that abuse it too.
Yes.
So.
Our jobs, as an example, if we just shut it down after 3 hours, I think
I like people who just I just show up at 9 and go till noon.
Are you going to stick around for the next 2 hours, just on the audience and watch, or are you leaving right away?
Can I heckle?
Of course you can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.